Chapter 11. Shock. Pain. Nobody wanted to look at anybody else. Nobody wanted to talk. There was nothing to say. Lieutenant Carroll's death was close. It hung around our shoulders and filled the spaces between us. Lieutenant Carroll had sat with us, had been afraid with us, had worried about us. Now he was dead.
It happened so quick, Brunner said. That's the way it goes,
Monaco said. He shrugged and continued relacing his boots. I looked over at him. His eyes glistened with tears. I started checking my rifle. At the camp, Sergeant Simpson asked me to write a letter to Lieutenant Carroll's family. I said I couldn't do it, and he asked me why. I just can't, I said.
If he was laying out in the boonies, and he was calling to you needing your help, what would you do?
He's not laying out in the boonies, I said.
Yeah, man, he is,
Simpson said.
He just in too deep to get out.
I took Lieutenant Carroll's personal stuff from Sergeant Simpson and started looking through it. There were letters to his wife, Lois, back in Kansas. He wanted to open a bookstore if she could find a place. I read part of one of his letters to her.
No, I don't think having the bookstore so close to the library is a bad idea. The place on Minnesota Avenue is close enough to the bridge so that we can get customers from Missouri as well. The idea of the bookstore is so comforting to me, Lois. I have this vision of me working behind the counter and you taking care of the baby in the back. Better yet, you work the counter and I'll take care of the baby. Have you considered Karen as a name if it's a girl? It's your mother's name, and I like it.
There were local newspapers that she had sent him and an alumnus bulletin from Emporia State College. There were pictures of his wife, a pretty girl, blonde, dark-rimmed glasses, in a winter coat. There was snow on the street behind her. Another picture of the two of them together in bathing suits. She looked less pretty, but the two of them looked so happy together. It took me 3 tries to get the letter even close to something worth saying, and then it was nothing special. In a way, I felt real bad just being alive to write it. I could think of her wondering why I didn't do something, why I didn't save him.